NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon, sitting in for Jennifer Ludden. The hunt for the man wanted in yesterday's courthouse killings in Atlanta has ended. Brian Nichols surrendered today in an apartment north of the city. Yesterday, Nichols opened fire in the courtroom where he was on trial for rape, killing the judge and the court stenographer. Nichols then shot and killed a deputy outside the courtroom before fleeing. He's believed to have killed a fourth man last night. NPR's Kathy Lohr has this report.
This morning, Gwinnett County law enforcement officers got a 911 call from a woman who said that Brian Nichols was in her apartment and that he had weapons. A SWAT team was activated, and more than 30 officers were deployed to the apartment complex. Gwinnett Police Chief Charles Walters says officers carefully surrounded the suspect.
He literally waved a white flag or a T-shirt and came out and surrendered to our folks. The excellent thing is we had sufficient force there. There was no alternative to him.
Nichols was then placed into a black sports utility vehicle. Security was ultra tight today as that vehicle was escorted by several other police cars before they drove away from the complex with lights flashing. Chief Walters praised the woman whose apartment Nichols had taken over.
She was a champ. I mean, she did the right thing and called us and was able to get out and give us information to allow us to have our uniformed folks cordon off the area and get our SWAT team in there. So she was not, was not panicked. She's very responsible.
Officials confirmed that Nichols and the woman were strangers. He apparently followed her into the apartment last night. Director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, Vernon Keenan, says through the night the woman must have gained Nichols' confidence before she took the risk this morning to call police.
It's my understanding that he had told her, if you do what I say, I won't kill you.
The search for Brian Nichols was called one of the largest in Georgia's history. It began yesterday when he grabbed a deputy's gun as he was being taken to the Fulton County Courthouse to face rape charges. Inside, he killed a judge and a court reporter. Outside, he killed a deputy. Then Nichols carjacked a number of vehicles in his effort to elude officers. A search for a green Honda Accord turned out to be a dead end when the car turned up in the same garage it was stolen from some 13 hours later. This morning, the body of a fourth person, a federal immigration agent, was discovered. The agent's gun, badge, and blue Chevy truck were all missing. Nichols is a suspect in that case as well. With a successful end to the manhunt, Major Skip Platt with the Fulton County Sheriff's Department said he has never seen such cooperation among law enforcement agencies.
Just like all of our folks, I've been on an adrenaline high or low, I'm not sure what it is, for, you know, well over 24 hours now, and it's very gratifying to have it over with. This we were afraid this man would continue to do these acts, and it's very important that he was taken off the streets.
Brian Nichols is now in federal custody and will face federal charges. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.